This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. It was a first for the Democratic presidential primary campaign here in the U.S., a debate appearance by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He was one of a half dozen White House hopefuls on the stage in Las Vegas. Billionaire Bloomberg has ridden a mammoth spending budget to a prominent place in national polls, and as expected, he was a favorite target in the NBC News debate. Bloomberg was hit hard for his stop-and-frisk policy as mayor. Former Vice President Joe Biden on the attack.
A terrible idea. Let's get the facts straight. Let's get the order straight. And it's not whether he apologized or not. It's the policy. The policy was abhorrent. And it was, in fact, a violation of every right people have. And we are the one. Our administration sent in people to monitor it. And at the very time, the mayor argued against that.
Bloomberg and Senator Bernie Sanders went at it.
I want workers to be able to sit on corporate boards as well, so they can have some say over what happens to their lives.
Mayor Bloomberg, you own a large company. Would you support what Senator Sanders is proposing?
Absolutely not. I can't think of a ways that would make it easier for Donald Trump to get reelected than listening to this conversation. It's ridiculous. We're not going to throw out capitalism. We tried that. Other countries tried that. It was called communism, and it just didn't work.
And Senator Elizabeth Warren used health care to attack Senator Amy Klobuchar and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
A thin version of a plan that would leave millions of people unable to afford their health care. It's not a plan, it's a PowerPoint. And Amy's plan is even less. It's like a post-it note. Insert plan here.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.